Jasmine.
Harishtov. I'm going to wait another minute and then we'll start. Okay. We're going to utilize the L'Shem Yehud from the previous class because it hasn't been that long. And the handout you can find on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, the second column from the left. It'll take you to the Tikkuni Zohar landing page. When you get to that landing page, scroll down to class number 2, which will open up to the Aramaic section of Aleph, and part 2 is Bet.
Can you repeat the last part when we get to the handouts?
Yeah, when you get to the Tikkuni Zohar landing page, scroll down to where it says class 2.
Got it.
Okay. And what we do is read the Aramaic, and I will mispronounce words, but you really don't have to be concerned about that because the Zohar tells us that an angel will come and take the words from my mouth, correct them, and put them in your ears. So I may say them wrong, but you will hear them correctly. And then once we finish the Aramaic, we will do the same section in English. Kodesh Tov. Kayama Aoma Deit Kasiyo Deal Tzedek Deal Tata Kayoma Alma Deit Kaliyo Rahainu Mitzadik Mitzadiki Haravim Mehahu tzadika de almatalim mai harvayim melin teitzmar alayhu alkakaravayim de anun mesitra de avahon de dalit ravim Pitu Bahut Mitalat Halka Karivayim Dashakinta Umatamin Viamich Kalam Tadikiyayim Leolam Yirashu Eretz Haidit Var Bay the Haaretz Chadom Ragli. Did anybody want to ask a question? Dasha Kinta Tehi Kalila Me'asher Safirin Umatamin Itkariyahu Yisrael malachim tzadikim chalchozim Navi ayam me'aritu ra Givurim chasidim nevonim chachmayim ra rosh Shialte Yisraelchem Virashota At Yahiyav Lon Lealin Nishmatin Te'itakro Me'at Rayahu B'taku Chabarihu Ushkintaya Lekanana Behaicha Vura Keit Marba Chatzapor Nodnadat Minkana Kenish Nodad Mamakomo Vilayitzifor. Sorry, I lost my place, but it's coming back. The Kanana Behaitavura, Teat Marbo, Kitapur Nodatat, Minakana Kenish Nodat, Mamakomo. Vilayitzipor Ela Shekinta Dihi Mitzkarka Me'atraha Adahu Diktiv Shalach Teshalach Et Haim Ve'et Havanim Tikach Lecha Et Leravot Shekinta Tata Chaim Shekinta Ila Achada Hudikim Ufishakim Shelacha Imchem Tetarodhu It's Taraku Matariahon Uginda Shalach Ashalach Terin Shelotachin Chad Meviat Rishon Vechad Meviat Shene Lekaima Deyani Hashem Hushemi Ukrodi Kleata Laeten Shakinta Ilaa Vitatailati Lepasalim Shakinta Tata Kenish no dad mamakomo dakut shabarichu teit marbaya Hashem ish malchama teitaricha avatar haho viod kenish no dad mamakomo Da Moshe Dikiv V'haish Moshe Ano Me'od V'yitarecha Ruchia Avatarayhu V'od Kenish Nodad Mimakomo Mandehu Ish Tzadik Diyazel Navenad Me'atraya Bishikinta Deit Marbo Velo Mitsa Hayona Menoach Dehakiokmuha. Rabbanan mazamanadu itfarabet. Makdeshadu zarabatai. Chatzadikin. Deharivudi azlin ko kalchad no dat mamakumo. Dediu. Liaved lemahoe karabaya. Verazadimala no dadhu. Lalefem hayo ayo. Imarachem alaya. Ofaki en manahal. La the gumar uginda de yuliavad lemahau karavaya vilayat lechemela oraita aigarem lemaaretora viaslin matara. Zaka Aihu Meare Michavata Meare Medaresh Meare Torah Degamta Apor Mitzabayit Bayitina Shamayin Beya Patka Me. O Raita Devatar Deit Tamin. Torah Deihu Amoda Deam Seyata. Gamsi Por Mitzah. Baita Manukim Da. Uk. Mu Rabbanan kol bayit she'en nishmain bo devari Torah lesof tacharev v'alim dinashmain devari tura v'chonit kariu Bitzayim afrochim, benayim beitzayim, marei matara, afrochim maeri, mishne benayim maari, abalave alayu, itmar v'haim, Rubatat al haefrachaim. O al habitsin shelach tishalach menayhu aval almare kabela itmarlo tikach haim. Al tevanim delayit kesakaltanu leishtamoda. Ah, peshakinta keilen mare kabela veilen avdin lehadira ukodcha. Barichu farachinami bekol atar diayohi parchat kulhu minadadin ama b'shalichota dila aval afruchi liat gadafin. Tilchon shelmin, tifarachin, tishalach et haim. Adi amar balin ilen, asiva, Savazdamin Leya Leamar Lehakati Behavanim Kakahla Amalaya Savakoyan Libra Rabya Via Ugindala Amar the Havani Tekach Lach Elave et the Ravot Afrohim Avala Amar Havanim Tekach Lach Amaleya Perich ant botana kadisha de haki hu vedai hu nim inun vedai techot ima alama Allah hasidim gavurim are Torah hozim benaviyam Tzadikim chasidim maskira Techased raga te'avarchem Ve'okmu ha'alaya Ayin chesed ela Amta chased Im kono de'avid le'yak Handihu Akna Sanio Dilaya Veda Shekinta de Ayahi. The English: the righteous one refers to the thought that is aligned perfectly with the tree of life. It is the revolving intention that is both emanated from and directed towards the center of radiance described previously. There, out of this radiance, arise those states of being called your people, which is composed of your thoughts, those that you pay attention to. It is, in fact, this attention that brings out the Shekhinah, which is the divine connection between those higher thoughts arranged in their hierarchies, anchored below by Malchut, the realm of the righteous one. There are different degrees of thought, one above the other, arranged as the 10 Sephirot, also known in the Torah as the patriarchs, with their ideas seeding Israel, along with the resultant thought, which are categorized as sages, masters of Torah, pious ones, etc. Each thought, every category, each of the Sephirot, either as a single unit of 10 or individualized in their various representations, is recognized as a unit of measure whereby we may track our journey above and back again. The permission is given to those souls of the righteous that is always with the Holy One, blessed be He, and the Shekhinah to dwell in you, right, to dwell in your writings of the Zohar. It said, like a bird wanders from her nest, so is the man that wanders from his place. And the bird refers to the Shekhinah that is sent away from her place. And for that it is said, thou shalt in any wise let the damned go, but the young thou mayest take unto thyself. That includes the Shekhinah of the lower level. The mother is the upper level Shekhinah. In Isaiah, we read, because of your sins, your mother was sent away, and for that you shall send away twice. One for the first holy temple and one for the second holy temple, in order to make true the verse, I am Yudke Vavke, and my name and honor won't be given to another. I won't give. That is the Shekhinah below, and my glory, that is the upper Shekhinah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanders from his place, which is the Holy Temple. When it said Yudke Vavke is a man of war, it is for the need to wander because of the sins of the Israelites. I am adding. The last few paragraphs are referring to the mitzvah of the mother bird and sending away the mother before one takes the eggs or the young. The he who wanders from his place refers to one who, having become attached to Torah, then is led away from it by the outer things of the world. The Shekhinah, or the bird that is driven away, is the aspect of holiness that may only be present when we connect with Torah. In consciousness, when we are meditating upon a thing, this is what our thoughts are wrapped around as the center of our focus. When that focus wanders, we lose the center, so to speak. And with that center, the sense of connection, which is referred to as the Shekhinah. The idea of attachment to Torah is reiterated by the bird returning with home, which is the Shekhinah returning to the person whose focus once again resumes with Torah. The process of creation is a continuous building operation that always requires our focus. That focus is inherently promoted via the aegis of the Torah study. What is implied here is that there is no building of that inner house without words of Torah that are spoken, meaning where the connection with the Shekhinah has been established. Now, there are levels of learning that are categorized here, since all knowledge is built upon the foundation that is established via the special openings that Kabbalah makes possible. Kabbalah may also be described in terms of an acute listening that is for the express purpose of making connections between verses of Torah and by extension the surrounding consciousness, linking the parts to the whole. If a bird's nest chanced to be before thee in the way, in any tree or on the ground with young ones or eggs, and the mother sitting upon the young or upon the eggs, thou shalt not take the mother with the young. When you send away the mother, which is the inherent understanding symbolized by Bina, a vessel is created. The eggs, wherein the insights of Kabbalah, are drawn within the mold. In essence, without the mother, a need is created that brings about the flowing of the Shekhinah, just as the question is the need that brings out the answer. I am adding. The above paragraph is giving us a way to understand the mitzvah of the mother bird as the teachings of Kabbalah. The Saba, the grandfather, reinforces this concept of a filling of wisdom, meaning the flowing connections between the higher wisdom, Chachma, flowing into Bina, so that even though the mother leaves it, it is only for the purpose of encouraging the children to fly on their own, or in the imagery just spoken, to connect via the Shekhinah above and below. The Shekhinah is the temple, and when it is damaged, it must be repaired. The masters of Torah make this nest for the Holy One, blessed be He, by their overflowing trust in Hashem, thereby becoming, in effect, a vehicle for the divine immanence. That is the Shekhinah, an abode that continuously fills, becoming in the moment the place of the divine, or the dwelling of the Most High, in effect, repairing the temple. The righteous ones are followers of Abraham, live on the level of chesed, so that there you do not embody chesed, unless you have a suitable place for it to call home. That's the end of section 1B. Are there any questions? Our class is tomorrow. At 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. We're in section 9 of the Parasha of Noach. And at 7 o'clock, we will have our questions and answers, followed by, at 8:30, a Tikkuni Zohar class. Are there any questions? All of the times that I've mentioned are West Coast times. Kodesh Tov, may you all have a blessed, happy, healthy New Year. Shalom.
Kodesh Tov, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.